This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Section 118 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Greenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Marwa Gamil on the 23rd of June 2007. Talking and thinking became to him like the open page of a monthly magazine. Tall lance-like reeds wave sadly over his head, that like a wounded snake drags its slow length along. The animal that weeps at daybreak like a silly girl before her lover. The army blazed and glowed in the golden sunlight like a mosaic of 100,000 jewels. The army like a witch's cauldron seized. The beating of her heart was like a drum. The beauty of her quiet life was like a rose in blowing. The curling worth like turban seam. The dark hours are swept away like crumbling ashes. The dark mass of her hair shook round her like a sea. The down is rising from the sea, like a white lady from her bed. The down had whitened in the mist like a dead face. The down with silver-sandaled feet crept like a frightened girl. The day stunned me like light upon some wizard way. The day was sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. The day have trampled me like armed men. The dead past flew away over the fins like a flight of wild swans. The deep like one black maelstrom round her whirls. The deepening est like a scarlet poppy burnt. The desolate rocky hills rolled like a solid wave along the horizon. The doom of heaven is like one drop of dew. The dreams of poets come like music heard at evening from the depths of some enchanted forest. The eagerness faded from his eyes, leaving them cold as a winter sky after sunset. The earth was like a frying pan, or some such hissing matter. The eternal sea, which like a childless mother, still must crone her ancient sorrows to the cold white moon. The evening sky was as green as jade. The excitement had spread through the whole house, like a piquant and agreeable odor. The excitement of the thought buoyed his high-strung temperament like a tonic. The feathery meadows like a lilac sea. The firm body like a slop of snow. The first whiff of reality dissipated them like smoke. The floor, newly waxed, gleamed in the candlelight like beaten moonbeams. The fragrant clouds of hair, they flew drawn to him like a snare. The gathering glory of life shone like the dawn. The gesture was all strength and will, like the stretching of a seabird's wings. The girl's voice rang like a bird call through his rustling fantasies. The glimmer of tall flowers standing like pensive moon worshippers in an ecstasy of prayless bloom. The guide sniffed like Comus the air. The heavens are like a scroll unfurled. The hills across the valley were purple as thunder clouds. The hoofs of the horses rang like the dumb candies of an old saga. The hours crawled by like years. The hum of the camp sounds like the sea. The hurrying crowds of men gather like clouds. The ideas succeeded each other like a dynasty of kings. The impalpable presence of the new century rose like a vast empty house through which no human feet has walked. The inexorable facts closed in on him like prison warders handcuffing a convict. The lake glimmered as still as a mirror. The land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. The land was like a dream. The level boughs like bars of iron across the setting sun, the light of London flaring like a dreary dawn, the lights blazed up like day. The lilies were dropping, white and worn, like the head and skin of a dying man, the mellowing hand of time. The melody rose tenderly and lingeringly, like hunting perfume and pressed flowers. The Milky Way lay like diamond dust upon the robe of some great king. The monk's face whitened like sea foam. The moon drowsed between the trees like a great yellow moth. The moon on the tower slept soft as snow. The moonbeam rested like a pale spotless shroud. The moonlight lay like snow. The moonlight, like a fairy mist upon the mesa spreads. The mortal cloudness of the soul, like death itself, comes down. The mountain shadows, mingling, lay like pools above the earth. The mountains loomed up dimly, like phantoms through the mist. The music almost died away. Then it burst like a pent-up flood. End of reading.